Her language transcends culture and time. One day, my daughter and I were talking about an African American family that called their grandmother Mima, Mima. I said, "Really? I thought that was what I call my grandmother, and I thought that was a specific name that was used only in our family. I further thought that it was the name my grandmother asked her grandchildren to use because she didn't want people to think of her as an old grandmother, which she wasn't. I guess I then started listening more closely to how and when this word Mima was used, and how did it go from Southern Americans, as it seemed that this is word is both used by both African Americans and white Americans in the South, to the Caribbean. Here's what I found out. The word Mima seems to have originally come from a biblical name, Jemima. And this name, this is a nickname that turned into Mima. This is the most direct link I could find to its origins. It is reported that it is a Hebrew word that means little dove. Although in France, and this may depend on the pronunciation of the word, grandmothers are referred to as grand-mère, mémé, or mamé. I'm sure I have mispronounced every last word for grandmother, but I will be leaving direct links to where I got this information. My daughter said she figured this was a word used for grandmother when one of aunts or grandchildren had given her a photo inscribed with the word Mima. This is to say that sometimes we can be so easily misled by our beliefs about language and its origins, and feel so certain that only certain words exist in our culture, that they originated in our culture or even in our family. In fact, they have origin that is far from our own culture. In this way, language transcends time and culture. Well, for now. Remember, life is for the living. Live it till next time. Stay well.